All right, talking with Austin Ryder. How's everything going, man?
Pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. Not doing too bad at all. We got your new song, Spin, that we're getting ready to spin in just a little bit, but let's let the listeners get a chance to get to know you a bit better, as you are pretty new to the country music scene. You are doing your thing down in Calgary, where you are there for school. What are you studying there in Calgary?
So I just finished my third year of biochemistry at the University of Calgary, and I'm just out of the city for the summer here these 2 months, but forward to heading back in the fall for my last year.
Wow, I did not see biochemistry coming.
Yeah.
So what's the idea then with taking biochemistry and mixing that with a country music career?
I mean, school's has always been something important to me. I think education is important, but following your dreams is also important. I got my start as a young boy. My dad has a country music band, and so I was a little guest on his stage when I was just small and came up for a song and at each of his shows, and then it grew into me opening for him and using his band for the first set of the night. And so country music is something that I've grown up with and I've always loved and had a passion for, you know, performing and playing music. And so I didn't want to give that up, but I wanted to pursue some education as well. So that's kind of where that interesting combo comes into play.
So what's kind of the idea then when you graduate at the end of next year?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure yet. I mean, the music's pretty exciting and it's a lot of fun. So we'll ride this wave and see where it takes us. And, you know, if education's something that's got to be a thing of the past, then that'd be great. But, you know, something to work alongside music would be great. So we'll see. I've got some professional degrees that I might apply for and go with, but definitely music is a focus of mine.
So as you've alluded to, you do come from a musical family. Why not use your last name? Why go with more of a stage name? Is it to try to set yourself apart from your family? Take me through that decision, because I always curious why people go with different names other than their own, especially if it's not something insanely hard to pronounce like Tennille Towns' real last name.
True, yeah. Kind of differentiate myself and carve out a path for myself. But I mean, my last name is kind of hard to say and spell. So Ryder is actually my middle name. So I go by Austin Ryder, my first and middle name, and it kind of gives a country sound to it. And so we kind of thought it fit. So that's what we went with.
Nice. That's a good reason. Want to stand out from the old man there. You did get the chance to play with them pretty recently at Dauphin Country Fest. What's that kind of like now where you're getting to hit the stage and you're being booked yourself, not just tagging along with dad necessarily?
It's awesome. I mean, it's how we started was together. Well, not how he started, I guess, but how I started was with him. So doing these gigs on my own is lots of fun and exciting to spread my own wings and figure things out for myself. But it's always nice when we get to play together because we just fit so well, because that's how I learned, right, was with him at home and whatnot. So getting to share the stage with him is always a special opportunity that I always look forward to. So yeah, it's good. It's good to have that mix of gigs with him and then gigs on my own as well.
So what is that like then for you performing in Calgary? Because that's sort of, I guess, the country music capital of, well, I'll say Canada for the most part, but definitely in Alberta, it's the home for country music. So what's that kind of like getting gigs there?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, Calgary's full of so many different talented people and songwriters and musicians and whatnot. And getting to play Ranchman's is such an honor. It's so cool walking in there. It's got a great atmosphere to it. And the fans are incredible too there. It's a real country music fans and a real country music bar. So getting to play Canada's greatest honky tonk is super special every time we do it. So yeah, I mean, Calgary's great, meeting lots of people and working on some cool things. So I'm loving it.
So how has that benefited you? Obviously, you're going to school in Calgary, so you're living there during the school year. How has that benefited you rather than maybe necessarily staying at home in small town Manitoba?
I don't know. I love horses and I love country music and I love the whole Western way, if you will. So I wanted to explore something different. You know, I've been in Manitoba my whole life and around Saskatchewan, you know, camping and whatnot. But I wanted to explore some more. So I looked at some schools that were a little bit further west, and Calgary's where we landed. And I'm super happy that that's where I chose. And like I said, meeting lots of people, it's been a great opportunity for me for sure.
So a big thing a lot of Canadian artists will do is eventually travel down to Nashville. Is there any plans to visit Nashville or dare I say even move down there like so many others have?
I mean, it's an interesting idea for sure. I think I just recently turned 21, so I'm finally legal to go down and check out some of these different bars and listen to some performances down there. But so that's definitely being in the works for a planned trip yet. But in terms of moving, I'm not sure. We don't have any ideas or plans as of now. But with the digital world that we live in now, it's so easy to just connect with people from all over without having to, you know, travel down somewhere or meet with them. But definitely a trip is going to happen soon. So I look forward to that.
If there's one thing the pandemic gave us, it was the ability for people to songwrite over Zoom, right? So
that's right. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So let's talk about this debut single of yours, Spin. How did you come across this one? It's not one you wrote or anything like that. So how did it end up in your lap? And what made you really want this to be your debut single out there to radio?
Yeah. So we contacted our producer, Bart McKay. I say we, but it's dad's used him before. And so I thought he'd be a good fit for myself as well. I'd met him a few times. And so we met with him and just kind of talked about, you know, putting something together. And he had a list of songs. So this one was pitched to me out of Nashville, actually. And, you know, listening to a bunch of different songs and figuring out what I thought would fit. And I really liked the vibe that this song had. And so, yeah, we recorded this one with Bart McKay out in Saskatoon. And yeah, it was something I thought would be a good first debut for me out to country radio. It was something fun and upbeat and fresh. And you know, the timing that we recorded it at, I thought it would be perfect for a summer release and maybe a new summer song for people to listen to. So we put our own spin on it and made it our own. Yeah, we just hope people enjoy it.
So were there any other songs that sort of caught your interest for something down the road then? Or was it just this one got to you and it's just like, nope, this one, don't care about the other ones, this one?
There's lots of great songs and I was pitched quite a few. But, you know, this one I was pretty set on when I heard it. I knew that this was the one and I wasn't too keen on giving it up or passing up the opportunity. But I think down the road, yeah, I mean, hey, if there's a good song, you got to cut it. You can't, you got to put your pride aside and sing the best song, not just the one that you wrote. So I think that pitched songs is something that could be in play for down the road. But for sure, we're working on some originals and writing some music here with a couple different guys. So we'll see. The future is exciting and we've got some things in the works.
So how exactly do these pitches work? I've never actually asked anybody this, though it does get mentioned from time to time about being pitched songs. How exactly does that work then?
You know, I'm not entirely sure. Bart's got a great repertoire of songs, you know, just demos that have been cut or recorded. And yeah, he kind of has to look into credits and ownership and whatnot and licensing, and then sends it out to the guys once they're approved for the single. And yeah, and then it's up to me to decide if I like any of them or what. And then we kind of just go from there. So Bart's got access to some songs for me that he's sent out.
Well, teaming up with Bart McKay is certainly a big thing. One of the most well-known and well-accomplished producers in country music here in Canada. So it's great to have his name associated with yours. That's for certain.
For sure. He's quite awarded. Yeah, it's his work definitely shows. So I'm happy to work with him anytime.
What does the rest of your 2024 look out for you there? I got to imagine you're going to make a trip back up to Calgary there from Saskatchewan for a little bit for Stampede. But what exactly does the rest of it look like for you outside of obviously attending classes?
Yeah, we just finished a busy weekend here up in Dauphin's Country Fest. Like you said, we're heading to Stampede. We've got a gig out there. Dad and I are going to play. This will be the first gig that I've booked for him. Usually I just book for myself or else I've been booked through him. But yeah, it's exciting that we'll play together out there again. And then just filling the rest of the summer with gigs back home here in the prairies in Manitoba and Saskatchewan. And then back to school in the fall and got a couple gigs back there. But I get practiced up pretty good. I volunteer at the Ronald McDonald House with the sick kids. We play music for them Friday nights. It's sure a good time. So that's how I'll be filling my time outside of school. Definitely focusing on school as well. So it's a good balance for sure.
So you booked a show for your dad. Are you getting it cut then or no?
Dad does pretty good to share the wealth with me. He makes sure that I'm pretty encouraged on top of himself. So it's good. He's more than fair and super happy to share the stage with me anytime. So I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, like I said, we're getting ready to spin your song Spin. And yes, the puns are definitely intended. I can't help myself. It kind of writes itself.
Yes,
but thanks so much for taking the time, Austin. I'm sure people are going to love this song as much as I've come to love it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for the time.